You're listening to the 1 Minute Writing Tip, a podcast that gives you tips on how to overcome writer's block, overwhelm, and self-doubt, learn how to accomplish your God-given book idea, even if you're a busy mompreneur, confidently publish a bestseller, and use your book as a tool for impact and for purpose. We have a variety of episodes with interviews from best-selling authors in the industry, experts who have tools and tricks to help you succeed, and of course, recommendations from me, your host, Caitlin Silva. You can find even more resources on wewritebooks.com, where you can also take advantage of your complimentary bestseller assessment to get a step-by-step roadmap to accomplish your bestseller and beyond. So let's get into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the 1 Minute Writing Tip podcast. I am so excited to have today's guest, Sasha Starr Robertson. Sasha is an intentional living and biblical mindset coach for busy Christian moms. She's a wife of 14 years to her best friend. She's a boy mom of two by the blessing of adoption. And she's also a travel addict and a Jesus freak, which that is my language. She is the founder of the Intentional Abundance Company, and she's a curator of the Life and Goals Planner, which I can't wait to talk about today. She is the host of the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast, and Sasha has overcome anxiety, depression, PTSD from some childhood trauma, infertility, addiction, and adult ADHD. So she has extensive experience for living intentionally for the kingdom of heaven and what that really looks like. And she has the heart to share those experiences. So Sasha, thank you so much for joining me. It's an honor to have you on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I know you're like reaching out as someone who's a author, a published author. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know if I would really consider myself that. But I think it's just one of those things where I struggle to celebrate that aspect. Maybe it seems like such a big thing. And because it's not actually like a book or a devotion, I have a tendency to minimalize. But the planner was such a huge project. And so I thank you so much for inviting me on. And I'm excited to share all the details about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely want to hear about the journey with the planner and where you're at with it right now. But before we do that, will you just kind of share a little bit more for the listeners about your journey and just how you got to where you are today with your podcast and your company and even making the planner in the first place?
Absolutely. So I had this dream for ever since I got married. My husband jokes that like the moment we got married, I was like, I need to have kids. I want a baby like right now. And he was not ready for that. We were still young. I was married 21 days after my 21st birthday. And so it was a while, but I wanted babies. And then we found out that we were the perfect infertile couple. My husband has a chromosomal microdeletion. I've got luteal phase defect and thyroid condition, all these things. And so after 10 years of struggling with infertility, we had agreed to go into the adoption journey and brought our little boy home. I had left my career doing accounting for the state, and a few months into motherhood, found myself in a position of like, what is this? You know, I play peekaboo. I hardly find time to shower. I don't even know what time is anymore. I have little adult interaction, no recognition or promotions. What is going on? And so I just got really quiet for the whole month. I jumped off of social media. I was just in God's word and working through a different planner and just getting really quiet and asking God, like, what is my life now and who am I? You know, I felt like this motherhood to just a few month old little baby wasn't all that I was anymore, although that's what it felt like. And so God had showed me so much about who I am as a person, who I am in Him, about my skills and strengths and gifts that He's given me. And it was quite a long journey after that, you know, just following one step after the next of where He was calling me that created this whole process. And it was a few months after that experience that I set out into coaching in a totally different capacity and just felt like it wasn't right. And I, again, went back into the season of getting quiet. And I'm like, God, how He called me into coaching. How is this supposed to look? And it was through that process that I heard Him say, you're just rocking this mom life thing. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't get it at first. But then through that quiet time, realized that motherhood became a catalyst for me that was the opposite 180 flip as most. I became more intentional with my self-care, more intentional with my time with God, more intentional with taking care of my home, my health, so many things. I lost 70 pounds, my son's, first, I don't know, it was between 6 months and like a year and a half old. And I think most women have these opposite flips. And so I sat down with a Google Doc open in front of me and just brain dumped out all of these ways that I'm rocking this mom life thing. Like, how am I doing this? And it was 65 pages later, I had what was then the I Am Coaching Program, Intentionally Abundant Motherhood. And that turned into the life and goals planner and the coaching that I do with women today. And again, it's just continued to grow from there as I've leaned in and I've sought out coaching and courses and grown as a person and followed God's direction. So yeah, that's where it all started and the whole journey.
Yeah. Wow. And I love that so much because I think so many people tend to start out a journey in the wrong place. Like they started for the wrong intentions. And I love that you started it from a place of getting quiet and listening for the Lord's direction and letting him be the one to lead you. I think that that is reflected in where you are now because, you know, it's allowed him to be that guiding force. And that always makes such a huge difference, you know, no matter what you're doing or what course of life you're taking, you know? So I love that. So since you mentioned you were really digging into the planner, it sounds like the planner was kind of birthed out of that experience that you went through and how you had to implement that for yourself. So talk to me about how that came to fruition, and how you started creating this planner for others to use.
Right. Well, first it was this brain dump just on a sheet of paper of like answering this question. Okay, how am I rocking this mom life thing? Like what actual steps did I take to get here? And then I opened up the Google Doc and just like put all of those bullet points in and then fleshed out a little bit more of each one of those. And then I didn't touch that for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And I just felt really heavy on my heart of like, create this into something that people can use. And I thought for a while about writing a book, but then I was like, how much more practical is it not just to read the information, but to use the information, to create something that's a tool that people can walk through. And so when you go through the planner, you'll see the first section is these deep dive questions. And that was my first like 30 days when my son was just a few months old, asking myself these questions about who am I? Where have I come from? Like, where do I want to go? What's the legacy that I want to create? And what are my gifts? And where am I now? And what's standing in the way? And just all these, there's over 50 really deep dive questions that go into who you are as a person. And so that was kind of like my first 30-day experience. And then the next section is self-care and mindset. And so that walks you through kind of these practical self-care worksheets to pull out some of that most powerful self-care stuff for you, making sure you're not turning to coping mechanisms that aren't really helpful and labeling them as self-care. It talks about being a new creation in Christ and really stepping into who God says you are and that God-given identity. And then section 3, so that was kind of like this process that I had gone through over the course of several months. And then section 3 really takes all the stuff from the first two sections and culminates it into where am I in this season and how do I want to show up so that I can, you know, achieve this legacy of what I've set out to, the person that I want to be when I'm 80, what I want said about me, you know, after I'm no longer here on this earth and how I want to interact with my grandkids and so on and so forth. What steps do I need to take in the next, you know, year or the next season? And what's actually something that I can achieve in the season of life that I'm living in right now? You know, I've got currently a 7-month-old and a 3.5-year-old. That's going to look totally different than something I would be doing, you know, when they're grown adults and I have grandkids. And that whole section brings everything together, but then helps you pick your most important things for this season, and then breaks those down into action steps that you can achieve on a weekly, monthly, and daily basis. And so then there's a monthly section, a weekly section, and a daily section in there with tons of tools and resources that you can use to live intentionally right now, today, this week, this month.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, I love that it's not just a planner, right? Because, you know, there's a lot of people that put out a planner, you know, and it's great for those people that need something that's just really cut and dry. But I love that yours is so filled with, you know, scripture and intention and purpose and guidance. And, you know, it speaks very much about what you said about, you know, living intentionally and according to God's purpose and design. And so I think that's what really makes all the difference for this planner is that it's not just a planner. It's also not just a book. It's not just a journal. It's not just a guidebook. It's kind of all those things mixed into one. And that makes it really powerful and a really great resource for us moms. I mean, I'm a mom of four, so, you know, I understand what you mean. It's hard to feel like you're living a life aside from motherhood as your sole identity or, you know, all these different things. And so, yeah, I love that. And it's such a powerful tool, you know, and it's important as moms to have that type of tool and that type of resource for sure. So one thing that you had kind of mentioned to me was that you are in the process of, you know, making some changes with the planner and, you know, reconsidering how it was originally made versus how you want it to be for people so that it's even more, you know, effective. So talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. When I originally set out to do it, my mindset was very digital. I wanted something that could be digital because I've seen other planners, I guess, somewhat similar to this style. But then I was like, well, of course I want it to be print too, because there are a lot of people who are not into the digital stuff. And that was like a whole other world. But then going into the physical print aspect, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where I was going to have it print. I first went to like a FedEx office and had it printed, and it was like $38, and it wasn't even done yet. It was just like a sample of it. And I was like, well, that's not the way that we can print this. And so I went through a US-based printing company, and there's just been like at first it was great, but there have just been some inconsistencies and some things that I haven't loved about it. It's not a bad quality by any means, but I just want it to be, you know, soft cover. I want it to have like a ribbon bookmark. I want it to have an elastic, you know, binding or whatever. And so I've been looking at different avenues for that. But in addition to that, over the last, you know, year and a half since this originally had come out, I'm seeing, you know, things could flow a little bit differently. I've learned a lot more tools and things that I can incorporate into that. And I want to actually create it like the date book because it has the name planner in there. And I think when people think of it, they think it's those repeated monthly, daily, weekly pages over and over and over again, which it doesn't have that, but it's already 100 pages, but no two pages are exactly the same. And so I want to make it, you know, maybe like a 300 and something page booklet where it has all the information up front, but then it also has that daily, weekly, monthly. So you can go through it in the course of a year. And then I want to re-release it each year, you know, with those little edits and tweaks. But I know that that again is a huge project. And so I was looking into a course or program that I was going to walk through later this year to go through that process. And the lady who teaches it partners with you and edits your work and everything like that. She gets you in touch with her overseas printer that makes beautiful high-end products. And so that was something I was looking forward to, but I don't know that this year in 2023 is going to be the year for that. So, still, it's an amazing product. I don't talk about it enough, but I've dubbed it like a DIY life coach. So even just as it sits right now, it's an amazing product. It doesn't need any changes, but I'm always that forward-thinking person. And so much has changed and grown and shifted in me that I want to make sure I'm putting out the best product that is possible.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you pointed out, you know, that there really is a difference between a digital product and a printed project. And, you know, sometimes you read those books from the shelves where it's just a beautiful experience, like inside the book itself in your hands, you know, like having that ribbon cover and having that elastic, you know, around the binding and, you know, having just these different elements can make it so much more of a enjoyable experience for people who are using the planner. And I love that you pointed out too, that you kind of want to transition away from it just being a planner and you want people to understand what it really is as a tool and a resource and an ongoing thing, not just for one day or one year, but, you know, for a long-term, you know, kind of thing. And I love that. So, yeah. And I think that it's so valuable to not only recognize the difference, but also want to invest in excellence and beauty with that, with what you're creating, because, you know, that really also impacts the people who are going to be using it. And I know you want to have them, you know, have that experience too. So talking about that and talking about this journey that you're on and how you're seeing, okay, you know, everything has to have the right time and, you know, it's going to be a huge undertaking and all of that. What would be the tips that you would offer for our listeners who might want to create a project, like whether it be a planner or some kind of guidebook, or maybe something that's not necessarily like a full-on novel, but still in the publishing process and all that? What would be your tips for them after going through this journey yourself and everything that you've learned?
Yeah, that's a big one. I would say number one, I would start with a brain dump. You know, just get everything that's floating around in your head out on paper. That's the steps that I take for almost every project or undertaking that I see in front of me is like, okay, let's dump it all out. We even had recently, it was last year, we were going on a family trip and I just felt really overwhelmed, you know, a couple of days before the trip. And so it was like, okay, let's stop. Let's brain dump all the things that are causing that overwhelm and get it out on paper. And then we can organize it and then we can, you know, move it all around. And so that's what I did in starting the process for this planner. And then I started going through and moving things around, elaborating on different things, realizing one bullet point was actually two, or these three bullet points that I did could have been, you know, sandwiched together, and noticing threads and themes and things like that. So I think that would be relevant, whether you're thinking about a book or a devotion or, you know, fiction, nonfiction, planner, whatever it is that you're creating, first get the ideas out of your head. I think my second tip would be mapping out what you want it to be before looking and cross-referencing other things. I think that was one of the things that kept me stuck for a little while, was I kept purchasing other planners or pulling all these old planners off my shelf and looking what was in them and like, oh yeah, this is a really good tool. I should probably incorporate this. And then it became really overwhelming to me to try and incorporate all these different things instead of just going off of what my original vision was and creating that. And then I think third tip would be, if you are looking at doing digital or printed or both, getting a little bit of understanding or education in those different areas. So mine, I opted to go with both. And so there's a digital portal, a training portal that everyone who purchases the planner can log into. There's training videos and digital downloads. You can download the whole planner. You can download different sections, and you can even download individual pages. And in those, there are actual clickable links. And so if you open it in, you know, Adobe, for example, you can click the link and it will in the table of contents and it will take you there. Totally different beast than a printed product, making sure you're having bleeds and print margins and, you know, the cover is different size than the inside and what kind of bindings do you want? And then knowing that it's a longer process for a company to then go about and print and assemble that product and get it shipped out. Where are you going to store that inventory if you're going to buy in bulk, or are you going to do print on demand? There are just so many questions that I didn't realize when it came to the printing aspect. And so when I originally had set out, I was like, okay, digital one's going to be available. Like, it's going to be available in 30 days. And then only the digital one was available in 30 days because it took another 30 to 45 days of sometimes like 8-hour days, getting up early in the morning, late at night, you know, tweaking things and doing all this stuff. And then again, thinking about page spreads, I realized there were a couple of spreads that I had in the planner where I wanted these two pages. Like when you open the book, you can see these two pages. And so I had to add a page here or delete a page there to make sure the spreads were actually where they were supposed to be in the book. And so it was a lot of research, a lot of learning curve, and just trial and error to make it through that season. And so if you know somebody who's gone through that process, or if there's a coach or somebody that you can partner with in that, it's definitely worth the investment to save you time and headache. I didn't know anything about that in that journey that I was going through. And so I think that would be really helpful as well.
Yeah, you shared some really huge golden nuggets there. And I love those tips that you shared because, you know, it doesn't matter what the outcome is going to be. The process is often typically the same. You know, it is important to do some breakdown and get clear and really be intentional about, you know, what is it that I'm trying to do? And then I so identify with what you said on not comparing to other products until after you've created at least your first draft and your vision. That's something I share with my listeners and my clients and all of that very frequently. I've had people ask me, oh, should I go read, you know, similar authors or whatever? And I'm like, no, do not go do that, you know, because it does. It does. It creates self-doubt. It creates feelings of inadequacy. It creates all kinds of things internally that do create block, and it postpones you accomplishing the goal, as opposed to just focusing on the simplicity of just, okay, what's in my mind, what's in my head, what is this vision that I've been given that I'm going to now, you know, use my hands to put into work and create, and then I'll go and reference and research and learn and, you know, do all the things to really polish and refine it and make it ready for other people to use. But yeah, there's, you know, that was such a huge golden nugget. So for my listeners, make sure you write that one down and take it to heart. And then, yeah, of course, it's so important to do the right research and get the right education and get the right support and help, because, you know, without it, you really do end up spending so much more time and resources on your own trying to figure something out, where you can save that by letting someone else who has been there, done that, you know, come alongside you and guide you through that. So yeah, absolutely. I love that. So as you are talking about, you know, things that you're planning and working on upcoming, and, you know, you're doing all these different things with your podcast and your business, talk to me about the upcoming projects that you're working on and that you're really excited to share with the world.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I was going to go through this course and mentorship to kind of recreate version 2.0 of the planner or whatever you will. But I've had this podcasting course on my mind and my heart for over a year now. And I knew I was going to be starting that in April. And I just found out that that was transitioned from a 3-month to a 6-month program. And so I think that's the reason this planner project is going to be put off. I'm normally a, you know, most people say multi-passionate, you know, individual and very high performance, doing all the things all the time. And I've learned to tone that down and rein it in quite a bit. But I think God has taken me to a whole new level this year where He's asking me just to focus on the podcast and this podcasting course. You know, I have my family and my home and my clients and my health and all these other things. But in terms of my business, instead of doing all the courses and all the programs and all the things, just focusing on my podcast. And so I've actually recently experienced this freedom and peace surrounding that. And so for the next 6 months, I'm just going to be focusing in on this podcasting program and really delivering the value in that space to all of my listeners. And so obviously the planner is always available, but that's going to be my focus over the next 6 months. I've got my coaching program, which is always open for new clients, and I'll be serving those in there. But I'm very excited about the slower pace that God is just reminding me of and calling me into in this next season as well.
Wow. There is something that's very peaceful about letting go of all the busy and just focusing on something simple. And I totally know what you mean there for sure. Just that feeling of surrender and like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And then him giving you, okay, just this one thing. And it's like, oh, okay. I don't need to like do all the things, you know? And it's right. There's such freedom in that. And it's so beautiful. So I love that. So as people are listening and they're thinking, wow, Sasha's stuff sounds so amazing. I'd love to connect further with her and be a part of what she's doing. How can they do that? How can they further connect with you?
Absolutely. Well, you can snag the planner, a copy for yourself at shalomlifeplanner.com. You can always find me on the podcast. It's called Intentional Mom Life with Jesus. It's on podcast everywhere, even likely where you're listening to this one, or you can find it at momlifewithjesus.com. And then sister to that is the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus community on Facebook, where I love to show up and just connect and be vulnerable and real and transparent about all things motherhood and faith and productivity and peace. So I'd love to see you over there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And for my listeners, I definitely vouch for jumping in and becoming a part. It's definitely a very valuable community. And if you, as my listener, want to live with intention and rock your long life with Jesus and spend more time with God, and really understand his purpose for your life and for his kingdom, definitely do connect with Sasha, get involved in her community. I will include those details in the description for you guys and the relevant links so you guys can check out the planner. And Sasha, thank you so much again for joining me on the podcast. It was great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Caitlin. It's been my honor.
So for all my listeners, thank you also for tuning in. I would love to have your review and your comments below on the podcast, and I will see you next time. Thanks so much again for tuning in to the 1 Minute Writing Tip podcast. If you've been looking into how to get your book formatted or you have formatting needs, check out wewritebooks.com/formattingmastery. It's a place for you to get step-by-step help with formatting your book, whether it be fiction, nonfiction, children's book, and how to really consider the different softwares available and how to make the best choice for you. Or you can also reach out to team@wewritebooks.com and we'll help you out. So I hope you enjoyed the episode and that you'll tune in to the next one.